7:26, clear and 18 below. It feels like 40 below. Wind chill warning in effect and through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's going to remain cold. Joining us this morning is Brad Tiemeyer of the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. How are you doing this morning, Brad?
I'm a little bit cold. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm trying to hang in there, my friend. Tell us what we're going to expect here in the next 24 to 36 hours, Brad.
Well, the good news is that this air mass is finally going to start to shift east. So we're looking at temperatures gradually moderating through the day and even out through the overnight tonight. Temperatures should gradually warm as cloud cover starts to move in back into the region and the winds continue to decrease. But today is just going to be downright cold, looking at high temperature today, right around 10 below or so. And then, as I said, those winds should gradually decrease throughout the overall the period, but still looking at winds hanging in the 15 to 30 range out of the northwest, and that will create bitterly cold wind chills. Generally in that 30 to 40 degree below zero range today.
So what kinds of things, if I'm headed outdoors, I mean, skin can freeze fairly quickly in this kind of weather, can it?
Yeah, that's correct. Frostbite can set in within about 5 minutes or so with these types of wind chills. So it's really important to protect any exposed skin and definitely wear layers if you can.
I know you guys are always reminding us, especially if you're traveling any distance, to always have a cell phone, charged cell phone, but also a winter survival kit. What kinds of things should I have in the vehicle?
Yeah, it's nice to have a winter survival kit. Something to snack on would be real great. You know, a candy bar, something that's non-perishable, but yet you can have in that vehicle throughout the winter months. And then also, some sort of blanket to cover up in case that vehicle becomes stranded for a longer period than what you'd prefer. And then also that charged cell phone, like you mentioned. Anything like a candle would be good too, so you can heat. You can grab some snow and heat that for a water source, or if you can have a water source, too, that would be great as well.
7:28, Brad Tiemeyer of the National Weather Service joins us this morning. As I'm hearing this term polar vortex being used a lot here in the media, Brad, what does that mean?
Basically, what that means is normally our weather comes from west to east, but in this case, we're kind of dealing with a unique situation to where the jet stream has buckled, and now our air is coming from the north, and it's coming straight from the poles. So this is just basically an air mass that's originating out of the poles that's worked its way down into the upper Midwest.
And I know we get cold weather here. I'm from South Dakota myself, so I know it gets cold, but it seems like this is the coldest weather, at least as far as wind chills.
Yeah, what makes this one so unique compared to what we've seen even over the last several weeks is that we're dealing with winds along with the very cold, bitter air mass across the region. You know, we've been to near 20 below earlier this season, but when we do that, our temperatures, our winds are usually very light. In this case, we're still dealing with those winds of 10 to 20 in some gusts up to 30, and that's what's driving these wind chills even colder than what we're used to seeing.
Well, Brad, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks very much.
Take care. Brad Tiemeyer of the National Weather Service office here in Sioux Falls. Coming up, we're going to get to the Fox Business Report here. Again, that wind chill warning remains in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.